This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a note and discharge summary in A.C. Cole. Last name, C-O-L-E. First and name, it just goes by initials, capital A, capital C, so it's A.C. Cole. Date seems was January 5th, 2022. Mr. Cole is in rehab because he had poor function because of severe pain in the back and actually diffuse pain, period. A bone scan in the hospital showed extensive skeletal metastases and progressing weakness, and there was pain when getting up and ambulating, period. In fact, he was not ambulating by the time he went to the hospital, which is around the 16th of December, 2021, period. He also has chronic systolic heart failure and COPD. New paragraph history. He was admitted to the hospital because of severe pain and has skeletal metastases and is debilitated, period. He was given narcotics, including morphine and Norco, but seemed to be doing better on the Norco, period. He improved slightly to the point of getting up with assistance with a walk and then up the hospital, period. He did receive Lupron on December 10, 2021, and he was on Casodex 6 milligrams daily from before, period. He developed a deep vein thrombosis of the left axillary vein treated with Eliquis, period. He also has chronic systolic heart failure, stable and Entresto, period. He gets intermittently slightly short of breath. Those not short of breath when seen, and this seems stable, period. He does have 2+ edema of the legs, which is becoming chronic, period. He was hypotensive in the hospital, but that is stabilized, period. Will this show the vitals if I go in, Mr. Cole?
It should. Wait a minute.
How do I get the point?
Let me get it. Here we go, right here.
Oh,
see where it's
okay.
There?
Yeah. I got it. Okay.
Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He left the hospital to Briar was for rehab on approximately the
Where
does it say the admit date here? The admit date here from here.
The birthday?
No, his admission date.
Go to the profile where you just hit. Okay. It should be there. Okay, let me see that here. Let's see. They don't hear. It's a mission thing. Mission date?
December 18th. Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
December 18th. Thanks.
All right, you will.
He remained weak and had more pain, but that was controlled with Norco 10-325, 1 every 8 hours, plus more 50 milligrams every 12 hours, period. He was continuing on Entresto for systolic congestive heart failure and Eliquis for a deep vein thrombosis, period. Needed for at least 3 months, possibly 6. He is doing a little bit better, and he's able now to ambulate with able to wheel himself with a wheelchair, period. He's not able to really walk, period. He did make a little bit of improvement on physical therapy, period. Yeah, slight pain, but that's relatively controlled, period. In paragraph, today an examination was not acutely distressed, oral appearance, but remains a bit debilitated. Vitals, temperature 97.5, pulse 80, was 518, blood pressure 128 over 78, oxygen saturation is 98%, pain is controlled. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. cardiovascular, no muscle, no gout, no murmur. He has edema about 2 plus, but that's chronic and actually improved from 2 weeks ago. Abdomen is non-tender, repairing condition of discharge, stable discharge instructions. Diet is heavy tolerant, activity is tolerant, follow up with his physician in Arkansas. And his family is trans, driving the mayor here. He's being discharged from Briarwood today, but he may stay a day or two with his sister, or depending on the weather. They may drive to Arkansas either tomorrow or later this week, period. Activity is tolerated but minimal, and needs help with standing and weight bearing. He's a follow with an oncologist in Arkansas for continued hormonal therapy for the prostate cancer, period. Medications, Norco 10-325, 1 every 8 hours, PRN. Morphine sulfate, 15 milligrams every 12 hours. Cancelex, 50 milligrams daily. Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams daily. Methocarbamol, 500 milligrams every 6 hours for back spasms. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Simvastatin, 20 milligrams nightly. Apixaban, 5 milligrams every 12 hours. Pervadol, 6.25 milligrams every 12 hours. Entresto, 49.51, 1 PO every 12 hours. Lasix, 20 milligrams daily. Potassium chloride, 10 mil equivalents daily. The follow with oncology for Lupron treatment, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of
Hello,
dictation.
Hello, this is ProMedica, Station 8, Becca.